Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good Monday morning. Derek Mason, Braden Gall from Sudden Service Convenience Store out here in White's Creek, right off I-24 on Hickory Boulevard, 500 Hickory Boulevard. Donations for the the Pencil Foundation, children's supplies, as well as warm clothing and blankets for the homeless, and Toys for Our Kids, the charity that I'm a part of. So please come by and donate that stuff. We'll give you a free cup of coffee as well. We got the Titans' big win. We got the college football playoff set, and of course, the Vols going to Jacksonville. However, the Preds get a big win on Saturday evening, 6-4. A bunch of different production from a bunch of different guys. Darren McFarland joining us here, of course, host of Darren Donica Chase, coming up top of the hour. Darren, just the importance of 2 points, scoring 6 goals, and having multiple contributors, sort of what's the value of seeing that, even if it is against a very bad team in the Devils?
Well, I was going to say it's really a game, and I hate to say games that you have to win, but it's true. I mean, when you play a lesser opponent, and New Jersey's had their struggles, and they played the night before against the Blackhawks, and they had been giving up a lot of goals this year. Only one other team in the league had given up more goals than them. And, oh, by the way, this is like the worst combo in the world. They give up a ton of goals, and they haven't been able to score. And I think they had gotten like 13 out of their last 15 games before Saturday night where they had 2 goals or less. Well, that's a bad combination. That usually leads to a lot of losing in the National Hockey League. You can't score, and people score a lot against you, and that's what's been going on with the Devils. And the Predators took advantage of it. I mean, they jumped on them in the first 2 minutes of the game with 2 quick goals. Unfortunately, they gave up 2 quick goals shortly after that, but it was a team, New Jersey, you could tell, that was not going to go away. Every time the Predators built a lead, New Jersey would come back. But to your point, Braden, I mean, they got production all up and down the lineup, and overall it was a really good night and a much-needed 2 points because the schedule is good. This is a light week. That's another thing. You need to take advantage of these light weeks where you get some actual rest because the rest of this month, the schedule is going to amp up.
Yeah, it is, D-Mac. What do you make of this team? Because obviously they started off the season on fire. They were scoring in buckets, and then they go on this 7-game losing streak, and then they get 2 wins, 1 win, a win, a loss, a win, a loss, back and forth. What do you make of this team right now?
I think honestly, DMAs, it's probably somewhere in between the first month and the second month. Mm-hmm. I don't believe anybody felt like the first month, even though they were really good, it got people excited, that they were ever going to keep that pace, and that's what they were going to look like the rest of the season. Nor did anybody think in the second month when they did just the opposite, like you alluded to, the losing streak, and they played well in the last 10 days of the month, but overall it was not a good month. So I think it's somewhere in between, and we'll find that out this month. I mean, so far they've only played 2 games, and they have 3 or 4 points. I mean, I don't think you have to somewhere in between is going to be good enough, too, by the way, because it's a jumbled mess. You know, you don't need 114 points, and that's not going to happen. But I also don't believe they're 89 points either. So somewhere in between is what gets you in the playoffs, which is about, you know, somewhere between 97 and 101 points is a good window to be in. I guarantee that you'll be playing postseason play. And as we've said many, many times, look, in hockey, it truly does. This counts for the sport. Just get in, baby, as they say, because you never know what's going to happen.
Darren McFarland joining us here. And Darren, I think, you know, with the injury to Arvidsson and of course, the whole Kyle Turris saga, Daniel Carr's gotten some time. Matthew Olivier was called up and then sent back down. Now you've got Trenin getting his first goal. But some of these guys may stick around and may be a part of the everyday lineup moving forward for extended periods of time. They might be active playoff members for if they can make the playoffs. But one guy that feels like was in that conversation that is now no longer a part of that conversation is Rocco Grimaldi. He scores the sixth goal on Saturday night. He was one of the most entertaining and productive players in the playoffs last year. He was not a part of the rotation last year. And now it's not even a conversation. He's just one of the more important players on the wing.
Isn't that cool when those stories, you know, it was one thing to have David Poyle on our show tell us that he told Rocco Grimaldi and his family, go buy a house. That's cool. But still, you still have to go out there and produce, right? I mean, that can be short-lived. And so he gets rewarded with his play. And he was he's one of those camp stories. It's no different in when we talk about the Titans or in other sports, you know, camp stories. Guys were sitting there talking about in camp, and you never know how it's going to turn out. Sometimes they go away never to be heard from again or heard very little from again. And sometimes they turn into the story. And Rocco Grimaldi was a guy, it was this little guy who was drafted high in the second round by the Florida Panthers. And you're like, what's the deal with him? Like, why is usually high draft picks, you know, their leash is long. Like, why has he not been able to make this work? And this, obviously, this system, this market, this organization, this team has worked for him. I mean, that line. And look, this is a real endorsement of them. That line they've been great. They really have. I mean, I talked to Nick Benito and Craig Smith and Rocco Grimaldi. I've been talking to them throughout the course of the season. Like, why is this look so good and so comfortable? It looks like you guys have been playing together for years, and that's great. But you guys know how this works. I mean, it's this way in any sport. Like, you got to have production from your superstars, and you know that's great that third line has been consistent and really good all year. I mean, Nick Bonino is tied with the team leading goals. But you need your big boys scoring too. You need production out of your big boys. If getting back to Derek's question, what are they? If they want to be in the thick of things, they will have to get more production from the guys that get paid more money and guys that you expect more production from.
Now, you know, take away the wins and the losses. How do you think they play minus Arvidsson? Have they missed him a lot, or have they, you know, put together, you know, his replacements, and his replacements have come out there, and they hadn't been Arvidsson, but they played they've been able to hold that spot until he's able to come back.
Look, I'm never going to say, Derek, that you can replace Victor Arvidsson, because I think he's unique in what he brings to the table. I mean, he's just what everybody has seen for years. I mean, he is, when you talk about the model of consistency, Victor Arvidsson is a model of consistency. You know when he jumps over the wall what you're getting every shift. And that has not changed from the beginning to where he is today. And so you can't duplicate that, but what you can hope to do is hold down the fort like Colorado did whenever their good players were out, or other teams when their good players are out. You hold down the fort, you keep chugging along until you start getting bodies back, and then you get back into it. And that's what they're doing. They're holding down the fort until Victor Arvidsson gets back. I mean, that's all you can ask for. You're not going to replace a guy like Victor Arvidsson, a guy, what he brings to the table. You just hope to hold down the fort, which is what they've been doing. And whenever they get him back, hopefully sooner rather than later, he can get back in there and do what he does, which is basically anything and everything. Whatever you need done, Victor Arvidsson will get it done. And that's got to be the mentality. And that's why they're doing this stuff. But Jakob Trenin, okay, you're down in Milwaukee, you're tearing it up. All right, let's reward you. Let's bring you up. Let's see what you can do here. He played one game back in October, and that was his second ever NHL game, and he gets a goal, his first ever NHL goal. Daniel Carr, you know, it was a great story in camp and in the offseason, and they really liked him, the NHL MVP. Didn't translate early on. It didn't. But now he's getting a second crack, a second bite at the apple, and it's working. Daniel Carr had a nice night on Saturday night, scored a goal less than a minute in, and he's starting to, and in fact, he came up in post-game and he told Hal and I, what's working now? It's what you hear, what we've talked about on this particular segment every Monday, and Derek knows this. It's confidence, man. You can't coach confidence. You can't magically wave a wand and give somebody confidence. It's no different than what we do. You can lose confidence in this business, and it'll affect your work. If you're not confident talking 4 hours a day, it will affect you. It's no different than these guys playing at the highest level. You don't have the confidence, and right now he's playing with confidence rather than being scared and worried that one mistake is going to get him sent back down. That's a real thing, by the way. And Daniel Carr things are slowing down. He told things are slowing down and in his mind, which goes back to the confidence thing. And right now he's settling in and playing well. So you hope guys like that, when you're filling in the gaps when guys are hurt, they contribute and they do their part, and that's what's happening right now while Victor Arvidsson's on the sideline.
Darren McFarland, thank you so much, man. Are you confident that Tennessee pushed around your alma mater again yesterday?
Do what?
With the bowl game selection process, Tennessee forcing their way into the Tax Slayer Bowl. Kentucky fans, did you not know? Did you not follow any of this? Kentucky fans angry yesterday, very angry that Tennessee pushed.
I got to be honest, Brayden. Like, none of this surprised me at all. Like, I was so surprised that the national guys, how many people were saying Tennessee. I said all last week, I was like, folks, the Vols are not coming here. They're going to Florida. They're going to the state of Florida. And really, when you think about it, you know this, Brayden. I mean, the last bowl game they were in was here. Kentucky is here all the time. I mean, you're not going to have a Kentucky-Louisville matchup, which we just saw. So, honestly, I wasn't surprised by any. I'm surprised that people are surprised of what played out here in Nashville.
That's I agree with that. I just wanted to take a shot at you. That's all.
Yeah.
Like that. There's just, you know, just friendly, healthy, respectful rivalry. That's all.
Hey, when there's an opening, run through it.
Exactly. The door is open. So I had to do it. Thank you so much, Darren, man. We appreciate it. Coming up, of course, top of the hour, 10 o'clock, Darren, Donick, and Chase. We appreciate it, Darren. Thank you, man.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Darren McFarland there, of course, coming up top of the hour. All right. A couple of things we need to get to here, some bookkeeping, because we do have a lot more answers coming in at 1025 underscore MD. You got about 30 more minutes to go if you want to win the $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Day Spa and Salon. It is the worst Christmas gift you have ever been given as an adult. At 1025 underscore MD, at 1025 underscore MD on Twitter. Send us your worst Christmas gift you've gotten as an adult. Don on Twitter says, a birdhouse. That's a good one, right? Taylor on Twitter, as an Alabama fan, I received a UT hoodie from my grandparents.
Oh, snap.
That's straight trolling. That's what I just did to Darren there. Now, Gover told us an interesting story, but I have some questions about Gover's story. So I gotta work some things out before I read Jeremy K. Gover's story on the air. But at 1025 underscore MD, at 1025 underscore MD, your worst Christmas gift you've ever been given as an adult. The winner will announce it a little bit later on this hour. You'll get a $100 gift card to a Salon Day Spa Moments Peace. We'll do that when we return. Also, the Titans' huge win over the Raiders. What does it mean for the AFC playoff picture? All of that when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.